ஓம் சஹனாவவது சஹனௌ புனக்து சஹவீர்யம் கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி.
Chapter 2, Section 1, Mantra number 20, page number 202.
Sa yathorna nabhis tantu no charetam. Yathagnehe kshudraham. விஸ்புலிங்கா உச்சரந்தி ஏவமேவ அஸ்மாதாத்மனஹ சர்வே ப்ராணாஹ சர்வே லோகாஹ சர்வே தேவாஹ சர்வாணி பூதானி விச்சரந்தி தஸ்யோபநிஷத் சத்யஸ்ய சத்யமிதி ப்ராணாவை சத்யம் தேஷாமேஷ சத்யம்.
We have completed the first section of the second chapter, that is Ajatashatru Brahmanam, in which Ajatashatru, the Kshatriya Raja, happens to be a teacher. Gargyaha, the Brahmana, is a student. When Gargya presented the Saguna Brahma, that is Hiranyagarbha, as ultimate, Ajatashatru said, Saguna Ishvara is not ultimate. There is Nirgunam Brahma, who is superior than Saguna Hiranyagarbha. Then Ajatashatru took Gargya to reveal that Nirguna Brahman to a sleeping person. And he explained how that Jivatma enters into its original nature at the time of sleep. The Jiva withdraws all sense organs, prana, buddhi, manasu, everything. Along with that, through the nadis, it goes to its hridaya akasha, tasmin chetena. This jivatma enters into paramatma and abides there. Tasmin means paramatmani. At that time, that Jivatma name is called Swapiti Nama, a sleeping person. Swapiti emerges into its own nature. And the secret name of that Upanishad, 20th mantra, Tasya Upanishad Satyasya Satyam. These two words we are analyzing because there is a possibility of a controversy here. The controversy is, Dvaitavadi comes and he interprets in a different way. And that Dvaitavadi also, there are two types of Dvaitavadis. And first paksha Dvaitavadi What is his opinion? We were seeing in the last class. Second Paksha also, what he presents, how he interprets this mantra. And later another Paksha comes, Dvaita Advaita Vadi, Bheda Bheda Vadi. First Paksha is Bheda Vadi. Bheda Vadi lo there are two views. And third Paksha is Bheda Abheda Vadi. Third Paksha, that we have to see. Let us consolidate first two Pakshas, what we saw in the last class. The controversy is because of this pronoun, Tasya Upanishad. Upanishad means Rahasya Nama Dheyam. Upanishad means Rahasya Nama Dheyam. Rahasya Nama Dheyam of that. Tasya. Pronoun is that. What is that Rahasya Nama Dheyam, secret name? Satyasya Satyam. The truth of all truths. Satyasya Satyam is the secret name. That secret name is of that. Of that means what? When pronoun is there, when Upanishad is not clearly pointing out what is that, any person can take whatever he feels. This controversy is possible here. Tasyana. This Tasya Shankaracharya takes as Paramatma. As Paramatma. The secret name, Satyasya Satyam, secret name is of that Paramatma who is none other than Jivatma. That is his presentation, final answer. Before going to that final answer, Satyasya Satyam is the secret name of whom is the analysis we are doing. Answer I am giving. But how we arrive at that answer? In Sanskrit words, Shankaracharya presents in this way, his answer. Avasthatraya Sakshibhuta Jivatma. You can understand easily. Avasthatraya Sakshibhuta Jivatma. The witnesser of the three states. Avasthatraya, Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti, Avastha, Sakshibhuta, Jivatma, Abhinna Jagatkaranam, non-different from the cause of the world, Abhinna Jagatkaranabhuta, Paramatmanaha, Lakshanam, is Satyasya Satyam. இன்னொருவாடி சொல்லணுமோ? ஐ வில் ரிப்பீட். அவஸ்தாத்ரய சாட்சிபூத ஜீவாத்ம அபின்ன ஜகத்காரண பரமாத்மனஹ ஆர் அபின்ன ஜகத்காரண பூத பரமாத்மனஹ லக்ஷணம் இஸ் சத்யஸ்ய சத்யம். தட் மீன்ஸ் ஜீவாத்மா அண்ட் பரமாத்மா ஆர் நான் டிஃபரெண்ட். So, Satyasya Satya means the name of that Paramatma who is none other than Jivatma alone. That means Satyasya Satyam can belong to Jivatma also, Paramatma also, because there are no two entities. Answer is over. But all people will not take like this. So, once they interpret in a different way, Shankaracharya has to establish this alone is right. If you interpret in other ways, what are the fallacies? What are the fallacies we have to see? What first Paksha says, last class we saw, the first Paksha, the two views are two different views we are seeing. First view says, The Jivatma alone is traveling and merging into that Hridayakasha. Jivatma alone is traveling through the nadis, merging into Paramatma, into its Hridayakasha. So that Jivatma's title alone is Satyasya Satyam. Jivatma enter alone is there. According to first paksha, Jivatma alone is there. Jivatma alone is Jagatkaranam. Alpagna Jivatma alone is Jagatkaranam. There is no question of Paramatma. Jivatma alone is there. The Paramatma word is not necessary at all for him. First paksha. Second paksha, how he justifies also I will tell you. How he justifies. Second paksha, Jivatma enters into Paramatma at the time of sleep because Upanishad says, Tasmin Shete, into that this Jivatma abide. Tasmin Shete, that is seventh case. Tasmin means Saptami Vibhakti, seventh case. That means Paramatma is the ashraya for Jivatma. Paramatma is the shelter, ashraya, support of Jivatma. Now what is the meaning of tat is the question here. Tasya. Tasya iti tat shabdarthaha kaha na. De tat means first paksha says Jivatma. Second paksha says Paramatma. They don't accept Aikyam. First paksha, according to him, there is no Paramatma, there is no question of Aikyam. Second paksha says only Paramatma is there, there is Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam, Kadiyadu. This Jivatma only take rest in Paramatma. So Paramatma, Sarvagnaha only can be Jagat Karanam. Alpagnaha, Samsari cannot be Jagat Karanam, this second paksha. Okay, so first paksha, Jivatmanaha Namadheyam Satyasya Satyam. First paksha conclusion. Jivatmanaha Rahasya Namadheyam is Satyasya Satyam. Second paksha conclusion is Paramatmanaha Rahasya Namadheyam is Satyasya Satyam. So, because Ajatashatru said, sleeping person alone reside in Hridayakasha. So, Jagat Karanam, he second paksha gives an example, he takes, Yatha Agnehe Vispulingah. In the first line, mantra, from the fire, just as the minor Shudraha Vispulingah, sparks arise. Similarly, this Jivatma is also like a spark. Paramatma is like a fire. He quotes that example. So, Sushupto Yaha Paramatma is Jivatma Ashraya Bhutaha Sahasatyasya Satyam. Second Paksha. Now, Shankaracharya says, both are not correct. Both are not correct. According to both of them, Jivatma is different from Paramatma. According to both of them, Jivatma is different from Paramatma. Therefore, Aikyam you cannot talk here. That is their contention. Alpagna Jiva Eva alone Jagat Karanam according to first paksha. Sarvagna Paramatma alone is Jagat Karanam according to second paksha. If you understand the paksha only, negation you can enjoy. Illana Purva Pakshi Siddhanta ella ore madriya irukum. Okay, first paksha, you are clear, no? Jivatma alone Jagat Karanam. Second paksha, Paramatma alone Jagat Karanam. Now Shankaracharya negating. How he is negating? சர்வஜ்ஞ பரமாத்மா இஸ் நான் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் தி ஜீவாத்மா அனு சொன்னோம். சித்தாந்தி சங்கராச்சாரிய பிரசன்ஸ். சர்வஜ்ஞ பரமாத்மா ஹூ இஸ் நன் அதர் தேன் ஜீவாத்மா இஸ் ஜெகத் காரணம். இது நம்மளுடைய ஆன்சர். இஃப் வி ஆர் அக்செப்டிங் த ஃபஸ்ட் பக்ஷா, சப்போஸ் we are different from the first paksha, okay, why, how we are different from the first paksha, na we accept sarvagna paramatma, we are different from the first paksha because we accept sarvagna paramatma, omniscient, omnipotent, all knower paramatma we accept. Then we are different from second paksha also. How we are different from second paksha? We say jivatma is not different from paramatma. Jivatma is not different from paramatma, we say. But according to second paksha, jivatma is different from paramatma. So we differ from second paksha because we accept jivatma paramatma aikyam, second paksha person do not accept that. So we are different, we are negating him also. We say jivatma is not different from sarvajna paramatma because jivatma is identical with paramatma. So tat shabda belongs to, refer to Paramatma, Abhinna, who is Abhinnam, non-different from Jeevatma. Jeevatma Abhinna Paramatma or Paramatma Abhinna Jeevatma. Eppadi sonnalum onnuda. Or technically, if you want to present, Avasthatraya Sakshi, that first presentation. That is a technical presentation. For that, Shankaracharya introduced Pravesha Shruti Pramana. How I am arriving at this answer, na pravesha shruti is the pramanam, entry shruti in every Upanishad, Taittiriya Upanishad, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, so many Upanishads talk about the pravesha shruti, how the paramatma entered, the jeevatma entered, or paramatma entered in the form of jeevatma, appadi sollikalam. Because since both of them are one and the same, eppadi sonnalum vannuda, okay, final answer is same. Anena jeevena na paramatma as jeeva became many nama roope vyakaravani. I want to become many in many forms, in many names. And anakagrebhyaha, from the anakagrebhyaha, from the top to the tip of the nail, I am pervading throughout the body. Sa yaschayam purushe, sa yaschavadityye, sa ekahan. I am only pervading everywhere. These are all called ekatma aikya vakyani. Satyasya Satyam. These are the two charges against the Advaiti, done by the first paksha, second paksha, the two charges against Advaiti. Advaiti says, Jeevatma Paramatma Aikyam, that is Mahapapam. He is not supposed to say, he will go to hell. Who? We all go to hell. Advaiti will go to hell, special hell. Not ordinary hell, special hell. Why those pakshas said like this? No? We should know why they arrived at that. That is, that jiva is samsari. Everyone accept. Jiva is samsari, problematic. No? Whole thing is problem. Jiva is samsari. And Ishvara, Paramatma is asamsari. Asamsari. So, and those two words they catch. What they say? Now the one way if you see jiva, I become asamsari. Another way if you see paramatma, will become samsari. From one paksha you see, from that standpoint jiva become asamsari. From another paksha if you see, paramatma will become samsari if you talk about aikyam, isn't it? So what he says, one way if you take, if jivatma you equate to paramatma, he says paksha, why I arrived at this meaning, na, if you take jivatma equate to paramatma, paramatma also become samsari. How? Equation. A is equal to B, B is equal to C, therefore A is equal to C. How? Na? Samsari is equal to jivatma. Equation number one. Jivatma is equal to paramatma. According to you, Siddhanti, jivatma is equal to paramatma. Therefore, samsari is equal to paramatma. samsari is equal to jivatma. Jivatma is equal to paramatma. Therefore, samsari is equal to paramatma. You want to make paramatma samsari? That's what he is charging that way. Ek aikyavade paramatma samsaritva doshaha. Aikyavade, when you bring the non-identity between both of them, aikyavade, ishwarasya paramatmanaha, ishwarasya paramatmanaha, samsarasya doshaha bhavati. You are pulling down the ishwara to samsaritam, to your level. You are pulling down the paramatma to your level. This is one way. And another way, if you see another paksha standpoint, paramatma alone is jagat karanam, asamsari is equal to paramatma. Asamsari is equal to paramatma. Then second quotation, paramatma is equal to jivatma. Paramatma is equal to jivatma. Therefore, asamsari is equal to jivatma. Asamsari is equal to jivatma. If jivatma is asamsari, shastra upadesha anarthakyam bhavati. There is no necessity of shastra. If the jiva is asamsari, like paramatma, people need not come to Brihadaranyaka Upanishad class. Vilindu kashtapadi padikanuma theviye illaye. If jiva is asamsari, so jiva must be samsari, then only he can study shastra, then only shastra will be meaningful, purposeful. Don't make shastra meaningless by making jiva asamsari. If all jivas are asamsari and chunna, shastra become nirardhakam. So he is very logical, he is putting, no? Correct dhane and thonu namak. That is what his contention. So if you say jivatma is asamsari, shastra nirardhakam. If you say jivatma, paramatma is jivatma ni chunna, paramatma will become samsari. Rundu dosham dhane. Therefore what? Therefore, Advaiti, what you are saying is wrong. Namma answer kudukkaradhukku munnadiye innoru oru thana vara middle lo. Ivula kashtapatti namma purinjikitti, we are going to answer these two pakshas. These two pakshas we have to answer. Before we are answering, third paksha is coming. To compromise that pakshas and Advaiti. Sanda pottu kaadungo, naan irikke compromise pandrathukku madhyasthaha is called Bhartru Prapancha. Vrittikara, we can call him as Vrittikara. Bhartru Prapancha. Before we are answering, we the Advaiti is answering, third paksha comes. or third person comes and answers. He is called Bheda Abheda Vadi. Very close to Vishishtadvaitin. Bheda Abheda Vadi. This philosophy was established by very great Acharya called Bhartruprapancha. Bhartruprapancha is called as Vruttikara, who wrote commentaries on Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad and Brahma Sutra. Very popular. Ramanuja had not yet come at that time. Shankaracharya's time, Ramanuja has not yet come. Where is the question of criticism? Criticizing Ramanuja is not there at all. So Shankaracharya never criticized Ramanuja. Why? There was no Ramanuja at that time. Avar innu varavile. Enna Ramanujara Visishtadvaitam madri Bhartruprapancha Visishtadvaitam Bheda Abhedavada was there at that time. So Shankaracharya refuting that Bhartruprapancha Vruttikara. Very popular person, that person. So Bheda Bheda Vadhi Madhyastaha. This Madhyastha says Jivatma Paramatma. Jivatma is the product of Paramatma. Paramatma is Karanam. Jivatma is Karyam. A product. This is the relationship between Bheda Abheda Vada. They take this type of relationship and establish Bheda Abheda Vada. How he established? He established first, he takes one example. This clay pot example. Clay is the cause, pot is the effect. Clay is the cause, pot is the effect. Karyam, clay is karanam. Mrud is karanam, pot is ghataha is karyam. Just as he takes this pot as jivatma, clay as paramatma. Okay. Karyam cannot exist without cause. Pot cannot exist without clay. Similarly, this Jivatma cannot exist independently without Paramatma. Therefore, this Jivatma is depending upon Paramatma for its existence. Correct. Namak correct yara irkliyo. We are also talking the same thing. Karyam Karana Abhinnaha. Now he says, this same example he takes, pot is identical with the clay and pot is non-identical with the clay. He presented two ideas here. The pot is different from the clay, one idea. That means bhedam. And second idea, pot is non-different from the clay. Abhedam. So, bheda, bhedam. Correct apuchilyo? So, Bheda Abheda Vada is better. It seems to be better. Pot is neither different from the clay nor identical with the clay. Namak idella sandehame varada. There are books and books they write on each and every concept. Now, he says, total identity, total difference is not there. Without clay, pot cannot exist. Pot is not available. Therefore, it is non-different. Point number one. Not totally identical because, its name is different, its form is different, its karma function is different. Clay name is different, clay form is different, clay function is different. But whereas pot name is different, nama, rupa, karma, Bhedaha asti tasmat. Pot is different from the clay. Pot is non-different from the clay in Ardham. Because it cannot exist available without the clay. அதுக்கு அப்படி சொன்னான். டிஃப்ரெண்ட்னு சொல்லும் போது பேதம் சொல்லும் அபேதத்துக்கே அந்த எக்ஸாம்பிள். எந்த அபேதம்னா நான் டிஃபரன்ஸ். பாட் இஸ் நாட் அவைலபிள் வித்தவுட் த கிளே அபேதம் நான் டிஃபரன்ஸ். பாட் நாம ரூபா கர்மா இஸ் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் த கிளே. இட் ஹேஸ் இட்ஸ் ஓன் ஃபார்ம், இட் ஹேஸ் இட்ஸ் ஓன் நேம், இட் ஹேஸ் இட்ஸ் ஓன் ஃபங்க்ஷன். இந்த பாட் ஃபங்க்ஷன் கிளே கேன் டூ? இந்த பாட் ஃபார்ம் கிளே ஹேஸ் காட்? நோ. So therefore, nama, rupa, karma difference is there. Therefore, it is not identical with that clay. Bhedam. Correct? Abhedam and bhedam. Bheda, bhedam. Sorry. So therefore, identity in difference is called bheda, abheda. Unity in diversity in chunna madri. Identity in difference is called Bheda Abhedan. This Bhartru Prapancha's contention. Now Shankaracharya is going to refute this Bheda Abheda Vadi. Before refuting, he is splitting this Bheda Abheda Vadi into three stages. Over stage refute pannanum. Shankaracharya argument against Bhartru Prapancha or Bheda Bheda Vada or Vishishtadvaita, you can take very close, no much difference. Bheda Bheda Vanna Vishishtadvaita Vanna Unnuda. Jeevatma is Paramatma, at the same time they are different also, and the Bhartru Prapancha. So Shankaracharya says this Vrittikara Bhartru Prapancha, the first possibility. First possibility, second possibility, third possibility. And the first possibility negation, second possibility negation, third possibility negation. We have to do. What is the first possibility of Bhartru Prapancha and how Shankaracharya negates? Simple. Okay. Very simple. I will tell you first possibility. பத்ரு பிரபஞ்சாஸ் வியூவே மூணு விதமாக பார்க்குறோம். மூணு விதமாக பார்த்தாலும் தப்பு தான். மூணு விதமாக பார்த்து மூணு விதமாக நெகட் பண்ணணும். அதுதான் விஷயம். ஃபஸ்ட் பாசிபிலிட்டி ஆஃப் பத்ரு பிரபஞ்ச, தேர் ஆர் மெனி பரமாத்மாஸ் அக்கார்டிங் டு பத்ரு பிரபஞ்ச. தேர் ஆர் ஃபஸ்ட் பாசிபிலிட்டி சங்கராச்சாரியா சேஸ். This is the first possibility. They take Paramatma as are many. Paramatmas are many. One Paramatma, since there are many Paramatmas, one Paramatma became Jeevatma. Paramatmas are many. And the many Paramatmas lo, one Paramatma became Jeevatma. இது ஃபஸ்ட் பாசிபிலிட்டி. ஒரு பரமாத்மா தான் ஜீவாத்மாக மாறியிருக்குன்னு அர்த்தம். அப்போ மிச்சமாக இருக்கிற பரமாத்மா இல்லை, அப்படியே இருக்க. ஓகே, ஜஸ்ட் லைக் லம்ப் ஆஃப் கிளேஸ். அந்த விநாயக சதுர்த்திக்கு விநாயகர் உருவம் வரத்துக்கு முன்னாடி உருண்டை உருண்டையாக வச்சுடுவான் இல்லையோ? உருண்டை உருண்டையாக வச்சதுக்கப்புறம் அந்த ஒரு உருண்டை எடுத்துட்டு ஒரு விநாயகர் ஆயிடுச்சு. But and all other clay balls are there or not? They're all there. Like that, there are many Paramatma species. One Paramatma species alone became Jeevatma. This is the first possibility. So, one Paramatma alone became Jeevatma na abhedam. Enna Jeevatma Paramatma lo undana vandirka? அதனால் அபேதம். Then how you have to establish Bheda? He says, second point, these are all many, there are many Paramatmas, still even though there are many Paramatmas, Still, Paramatmas are continuing even after the arrival of Jivatma. They are continuing. Jivatmas and Paramatma, Bheda is there. Even though one Paramatma became Jivatma, other Paramatmas are there. They are all different from this Jivatma. Therefore, Bhedam is there. Since from this Paramatma, Jivatma came, Abheda is there. So, Bheda, Abheda is there. Nalla irukke, correcta irukke. He accepts many Paramatmas. That is the presentation. There are many Paramatmas. This is first possibility. How Shankaracharya negates? Na? In example, Mrutjati Ghata Bhinnaha. Mrutjati is there. There are many clay balls. Like that is possible in clay. Shankaracharya refutes that is possible in clay. Inge orunda mannu, you know, orunda inge or mannu orunda inge or appadi irukalam. And the example you cannot extend here. There is no possibility of Paramatmas. Many Paramatmas are not there at all. Only one Paramatma is there. So, don't extend the example. Shankaracharya refers Paramatma Jati Abhavat. Many Paramatmas are not there. Therefore, what is the Pramanam? Eko Devaha Sarva Bhuteshu Godaha. Upanishad Pramanam is there. One Paramatma alone is available in every Hridayam. Paramatmas are not many. Eko Devaha Sarva Bhuteshu Godha. Ekaha. How can you say many Paramatmas? Therefore, we have negated the first possibility. Now, the second possibility is if you don't accept in this manner, I want to present another way. Bhartru Prabhanja says Paramatma modified as Jivatma. Modification. Vikaram. Paramatma, one Paramatma has modified to become Jivatma. What example he gives? Just as the milk transformed or converted into curds. So, Paramatma has changed or became into Jivatma. So, Paramatma has become Jivatma, therefore non-different. Non-different. Enna paalu thane curd aichu. So curd is non-different from paalu karanam. At the same time, nama rupa karma different. Peru vandu thairu peru different. Rupam idu solid adu liquid. Rupam also different. Function adu namakku sollave venda theriyum nalla. Enna daily saapittu irukkome. So karma also different. நாம ரூப கர்ம டிஃபரன்ஸா இருந்ததுனால இது அபேதம். Since it came from milk alone, it is அபேதம். இது செகண்ட் பாசிபிலிட்டி ஹீ பிரசன்டெட். ஸோ பேதாபேதம் கரெக்டாக இருக்கு. ஸோ யுவர் பரமாத்மா ஆல்சோ ஹேஸ் சேஞ்ச் இன் டு ஜீவாத்மா. சின்ஸ் ஜீவாத்மா கேம் ஃப்ரம் பரமாத்மா ஓன்லி, ஜீவாத்மா இஸ் அபேதம். பட் அட் த சேம் டைம் Jivatma, Nama, Rupa, Veda, all are there. Even Alpagnaha, Samsari, Alpavyapi, Parichinnaha. Therefore, name, form is there. Therefore, he is different from Paramatma. Veda, Abheda. For a word, Shankaracharya says, Nirvikaratvat, Paramatma never change. Therefore, you cannot say Bhedam and Abhedam. Paramatma can never become Jivatma really. Paramatma never became Jivatma really. Paramatmanaha nirvikaratvat, free from modification. Paramatma never became Jivatma really. Simple. Simple irukkillayo. Now third possibility is... This is very close to Vishishtadvaitam. Inga da, in the one point, close to Visishta Advaitam. A portion of Paramatma alone became Jivatma. Oru bhagam, oru amsham of Paramatma became Jivatma. For that second, third possibility that Bhartruprapancha gives an example. Padosya Vishwa Bhutani Tripadasyamritam Divi. And the Bhagavan Paramatma, no, 1/4 only became Jivatma, and the 3/4 appadiye irukkana.
Vishtabhyahamah Krishnam Ekamshena Stito Jagat.
Idi Lord Krishna says to Arjuna, what Arjuna you are seeing, only one Ekamsham. Ekamsham you are seeing, you are not seeing my total form. So pramanam is there, he says. Pramanam is there. In Purusha Suktam it is there. So Paramatma, our path to the Jivatma, other maximum 90% of Paramatma appadi irukkar intact. 10% da ippadi Jivatma aitar. Or bhagam matram. Therefore he says, Paramatma is identical or Jivatma. This is called Ekadesha Vikaraha. Whole modification anna you have not expect, you are not accepting. So not why, what I want to say, Ekadesha Vikaraha. Oru pakkam matram koncham change aayirukkena. Fulla change neenga ottukalana sari sari paravaale, koncham change aayiduchappa Paramatma, koncham change aana podume Jivatma varthukku. So Jivatma is the modification of one part of Paramatma, because one portion only has changed. This is the third possibility. From the standpoint of other portion, now he says, from the standpoint of other 3/4, he came from that other portion only, therefore Abheda. Okay. Again, Veda, how do you have to establish? He gives the Shruti Pramanam. That is Padosya Vishwa Bhutani. Therefore, it is different. Nama, Rupa, Karma, again, because of that, Veda is there. Since from Paramatma alone he came, therefore, Abheda is there. So, Veda, Veda. Puncham portion change ayirukku. Therefore, Abhedam and Vedam we can establish. Therefore what? Do puja. Continue puja. Do put naivedyam. And do rituals. Don't say, I am Paramatma. Tappi tappari kodha cholla adhama. Cholla kuda. It is a sacrilege and it is mahapapam. Then Shankaracharya says, look into that Veda mantras, Upanishad mantras. Niravayam, niravayavaha, nishkalaha, Upanishad says. Bhagavan is partless, limbless. Niravayamanna, limbless. Nishkalaha means portionless or akhandam. You cannot divide. Oru portion matram, jivatmai, mudimana. You cannot do that, no? That is not possible. This is Shankaracharya's presentation. What Vishishtadvaiti says, that is Parinamavada. He is a Parinamavadi. Vishishtadvaiti is a Parinamivadi. He accepts the changing as real. We say that change is not real change, it is an apparent change. As though change. So, Parinama Vadi. What Vadis we are? We are Vivarta Vadis. Upadana Karanam lone rendu irukku. Parinama Vadam, Vivarta Upadana Karanam. Parinama Upadana Karanam, Vivarta Upadana Karanam. We also said, Brahman, with the help of Maya, that is Upadana Karanam, created the world. And that Parinama is not in பிரம்மன். பிரம்மன் ரிமைன் ஆஸ் இட் இஸ் ஆஸ் விவர்த்த உபாதான காரணம். ஃபார் தெம் பரிணாமா இஸ் ரியல், பரிணாமா இஸ் ரியல். தட் இஸ் த டிஃபரன்ஸ் பிட்வீன் விசிஷ்டாத்வைதா அண்ட் அத்வைதா. சோ பேதாத் ஜீவாத்மா ஆர் சம்சாரீஸ், ஜீவாத்மாஸ் ஆர் சம்சாரீஸ் அக்கார்டிங் டு தேர்ட் பாசிபிலிட்டி. பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் பேதா ஜீவாஸ் ஆர் சம்சாரீஸ், பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் அபேதா ஜீவாஸ் கேன் கண்டினியூ ஆஸ் பக்தா அண்ட் எட்டெயின் சாயுஜ்யம் சாலோக்கியம் சாரூபியம் சாமீபியம். நெவர் டாக் அபவுட் ஜீவன் முக்தி. அவர்கிட்ட போய் நீங்க உட்காரலாம், அவ்வளவுதான். ஓகே, யூ ஆல்சோ கேன் கெட் லைக் ஹிஸ் ஃபார்ம், பட் யூ கேன் நெவர் கெட் டோட்டல் ஐடென்டிட்டி வித் பரமாத்மா. ஜீவன் முக்தி இஸ் நாட் தேர். கைவல்யம் மீன்ஸ் தட் இஸ் த கைவல்யம், நாட் திஸ் கைவல்யம். வை லிவிங் நோ ஜீவன் முக்தி க்வெஸ்சன் அட் ஆல். சோ பேதாத் ஜீவாத்மாஸ் ஆர் சம்சாரிஸ், அபேதாத் ஜீவாத்மாஸ் ஆர் கேன் கண்டினியூ ஆஸ் பக்தாஸ். ஸோ வி ஆர் ஆல் பக்தாஸ் அவன் சொல்கிறான். ஸோ சங்கராச்சாரியா பிரசன்டெட் ஹீ இஸ் நிரவயவாக பரமாத்மா, நிஷ்கடாக நிரஞ்சனாக நிஷ்கிரியாக, இஸ் நாட் அண்டர் கோயிங் எனி சேஞ்ச், அவயவ ரஹிதத்வாத். திஸ் இஸ் த ஸ்ருதி பலாத். சங்கராச்சாரியா பிரசன்ட் ஸ்ருதி பலாத், பிகாஸ் தெர் இஸ் ஸ்ருதி சப்போர்ட், வெரி ஸ்ட்ராங் சப்போர்ட் இஸ் தேர், தேர் ஃபோர் வி பிரசன்ட். வாட் எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஹீ கிவ்ஸ் நோ, பூமி ஊஷரவது. இந்த தேர்ட் பாசிபிலிட்டிக்கு பர்த்ரு பிரபஞ்ச விற்திகார கிவ்ஸ் எக்ஸாம்பிள், பூமி ஊஷரவது. பூமி என்ன? அர்த் ஊஷரம் என்ன? டெசர்ட். டெசர்ட் வேர் இஸ் த டெசர்ட்? அந்த எர்த் ஒன்லி இல்லையோ. ஹோல் எர்த் இஸ் நாட் டெசர்ட், ஒன் பார்ட் ஆஃப் எர்த் இஸ் டெசர்ட். ஸோ டெசர்ட் இஸ் நாட் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் அர்த், தேர்ஃபோர் அபேதா. பட் வாட் எர்த் கேன் கிவ் டெசர்ட் கேனாட் கிவ், தேர்ஃபோர் பேதா. ஸோ டெசர்ட் இஸ் நான் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் த அர்த், டெசர்ட் இஸ் different from the earth, சொல்லலாமா இல்லையோ? Therefore, பூமி ஊஷரவத்துன்னு ஹி கிவ்ஸ் எக்ஸாம்பிள். அது விஸ்புலிங்காக ஆல்சோ ஹி கிவ்ஸ் எக்ஸாம்பிள். தென் சங்கராச்சாரிய கமெண்ட் சேஸ், சி வி ஷுட் நோ ஹவு டு யூஸ் த எக்ஸாம்பிள் யூஸ்ட் இன் உபனிஷத்ஸ், வேதாஸ். அங்கேதான் ஜாகிரதையாக இருக்கணும். How we miss the truth annade very very, it is very hair na, and the hair na evlo irukum and the one point la you can slip the whole truth, and the bhedam unda chinna one point podum, one example le thappa purinjikittaanna you can miss the whole truth podum. Shankaracharya is going to say, so he has negated three possibilities. Bhumi osharamattu means, what do you mean by bhumi? Shankaracharya says, bhumi means what? Bhavanti bhutani asmin iti bhumi, upon which all jivaras is emerge, is called bhumi. All jivaras is emerge. பூமி பூமி அனு சொல்றோம். ஹவு த டெரிவேஷன் கேம் யூ நோ, பூமி பவந்தி பூதானி அஸ்மின் ஆன் ஹுச் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் எமர்ஜ் இஸ் கால்ட் பூமி. தேர்ஃபோர் தட் இஸ் த மீனிங் யூ ஹாவ் டு டேக், டோன்ட் டேக் பூமி ஓஷரவத்து என்ன. சார் சங்கராச்சாரியா இஸ் கோயிங் டு கிவ் த த்ரீ இம்பார்ட்டன்ட் பாயிண்ட்ஸ் டு ரிமெம்பர் when you are applying the drishtanta. Kshudraha vispulingaha he has taken, taking that only sparks like jivatmas, fire is like paramatma, he said. Then Shankaracharya says, what are the important points you should remember when you are using the drishtanta? Shankaracharya says, in this analysis, first point to remember, three points he gives. Through the worldly example, Upanishad want to present alaukika vishaya. Laukika example use panni, alaukika vishayam Upanishad is going to establish. This is a point number one. Laukika vishaya means a worldly example. Laukikam na worldly, which is known to the people. That is the first point we should remember. Through the world example or laukika drishtanta, Shruti wants to teach something which is alaukikam, unique, apurvam. That is Upanishad want to teach. That what Upanishad is arriving, that vishaya is not available in the laukika world. Atma is available only in Shruti. It is alaukika vishayam. It is not a worldly subject like to know this like a flower, watch, mic, madri. Atma you cannot know. It is apurva vishayam, unique entity. Therefore, you should know laukika example Upanishad used to arrive at alaukika vishayaha, apaurusheya vishayaha, apurva vastu. Point number one. Point number two, we have to remember when we are using the example. Examples use pannumbodhu romba aanandama kekkuren illaiyo. Milk, curd, pot, clay, snow, rake, rope, snake, idellam kekkumbodhu romba nalla irukum. Jagratha irukkanum adhe time la. Second point is, whatever new idea we gather through Shruti, whatever new idea we gather through the Shruti example, Shruti example. These are all Shruti examples, no? Vishpulingaha, Kshudraha, Vishpulingaha, Bhumi, Usharaha, these are all examples, Shruti's examples, not used by anyone. Should not be contradicted. That example taken by the Shruti should not be contradicted to the worldly examples or worldly pramanam. Laukika pramanam contradict pandakudad. Shruti use pandra drishtantam or example world pramanatrike contradict pandakudad. If it contradicts the worldly pramanam, who will rely upon Shruti pramanam? I can't rely upon Shruti pramanam. So it should not contradict my pramanam, whatever I use in the world. That is that cannot contradict that another pramanam. If it contradicts the example, if it contradicts the example used by the Shastra, lose its validity. அது எனக்கு கான்ட்ரடிக்ட் பண்ண வேர்ல்டி பிரமாணத்துக்கு இட் லூசஸ் இட்ஸ் வேலிடிட்டி. நோ ஒன் கேன் ரிலை அப்பான் த ஸ்ருதிஸ் எக்ஸாம்பிள். அதனால ஸ்ருதி இஸ் வெரி கேர்ஃபுல் வென் இட் இஸ் யூசிங் த வேர்ல்டி எக்ஸாம்பிள். திருஷ்டாந்தம் வந்து லௌகிகம். த்ரூ திருஷ்டாந்தா லௌகிக திருஷ்டாந்தா உபனிஷத் இஸ் டேக்கிங் டு அலௌகிக விஷயா. அந்த லௌகிக திருஷ்டாந்த சொல்லும் போது என்னோட பிரமாணத்துக்கு என்னோட சென்ஸ் ஆர்கானுக்கு அது கான்ட்ரடிக்டா இருக்கக்கூடாது. இது செகண்ட் பாயிண்ட். தேர்ட் பாயிண்ட் இஸ் டு ரிமெம்பர் அலௌகிக விஷயம் வென் வி டேக் ஸ்ருதி ஹேஸ் டு டேக் லௌகிக திருஷ்டாந்தா. வென் ஸ்ருதி இஸ் டேக்கிங் லௌகிக திருஷ்டாந்தா, Shruti should not use alaukika bhasha, alaukika yukti, alaukika anubhava. Shruti has to use laukika bhasha, laukika vritti, laukika anubhava. Shruti has to use the shruti yukti anubhava. Laukika bhasha, laukika drishtanta, laukika yukti. So, laukika drishtanta, laukika bhasha, laukika yukti, logic. Then, worldly logic, worldly language and worldly example Upanishad has to take. Then how that Laukika Drishtanta interpreted, how that Laukika Drishtanta must be interpreted, adhi therinjikkanum. Because the Purapakshi also using the same examples. Purapakshi is also quoting the Shastra Pramana, same statements. But why he is interpreting in a different way? Why Advaita is interpreting in a different way? And the slight difference is that because of this Drishtanta, extinction of Drishtanta. Extinction of Drishtanta. In Kshudraha Vispulingaha, sparks and fire, he took, for example, I am telling, Vispulingaha, fire is also has got heat, light. Light is there, heat is there in the fire. In spark also, light is there, heat is there. Light is there, heat is there. So therefore, abhedam. He has taken the example nicely. Nalla irukku. Analum, what is the reason here? Even in Mundakopanishad we saw. Many places we saw this. Sparks are not real. There are no sparks really. What is there? Fire alone appearing, Alata Shanti Prakaranam, care of Mandukya Upanishad. Tharova irukkana, all Upanishad tharova irundhada, gnapakunda, puriyum. Sparks cannot does the job of fire. What fire does, sparks cannot do. They may have recently Deepavali, crackers. The sparks, they have light, they may have prakasha and they may have heat. But the function of the fire, they cannot do. Why? Because sparks are just appear. They appear, they are all nothing but the fire appearance alone. When you are moving like this, the sparks, just they appear. The whole world is like that only. And the Paramatmanudaya, the appearance is not real, but you are taking it as real. This is Vyavaharika Satyam. Paramatma is Paramarthika Satyam. Higher order of reality, lower order of reality don't combine. So let us see how that example we have to take as given in the Shastra. Very, very, koncham dry irukum, but very important, because you are all going to be Brahma Sutra students. Nan ipoye tayar panni would be Brahma Sutra students madri. Adhukaga indha madri analysis ella romba avashyam, so that you can enjoy that analysis. With next class we can finish that. I think we'll enter in the next Brahmanam also. Purnamad Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.